WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The same week he received a statewide award, the director of Eastwood Airport submitted his resignation.
John Happ, who is finishing his 14th year as director, says the decision came as he received the recent recognition, combined with A&M taking the next step to privatize airport management.
And the fact that the university has decided to take a different direction, I decided that I thought it was best to retire.
Happ says commuter airports will change drastically next October when the Wright Amendment is repealed and Southwest flies to more out-of-state destinations, creating more demand for high-speed passenger rail service.
I firmly believe that high-speed rail is what's going to replace commuter air for that short 200 and less mile trip.
A university associate operations director is overseeing the airport. No interim director has been named, and President Bowen Lofton's approved the committee's recommendation to start negotiating with the top for-profit candidate to take over management. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes the public hearing on the fiscal year 2014 budget. This follows workshops earlier this week. Mayor Nancy Berry says almost $2 million going to outside agencies mostly comes from the hotel occupancy tax.
I think the money's well spent. The agencies are doing a good job, and we've got all their financials, and we have the ability to audit their books at any time, and we have. And so I feel very comfortable with that number.
Checks and balances to monitor hotel tax money going to the Convention and Visitors Bureau include a 5-member executive committee.
The city of College Station has 3 representatives, Carl Mooney, and then 2 citizens, Steve Aldridge and Peggy Callahan. They do an excellent job of reporting back to us and keeping us informed. And so I think we have the oversight needed.
Next year's proposed College Station City budget calls for the lowest property tax rate in 21 years. Utility rates would remain the same for residential customers. The College Station Planning and Zoning Commission recently made recommendations to address parking problems in residential neighborhoods. New homes and developments would face an additional cost of adding off-street parking. Commission Chairman Mike Ashfield says that won't turn off buyers, particularly those looking at townhomes.
And at the end of the day, commerce is you got a seller and a buyer. Okay, and if the economics work, then you got someone buying properties. And a lot, especially that last slide, those things are selling like hotcakes. We're not hurting as far as what's going these days.
Possible changes to be considered by the City Council September 12th include banning street parking only on the recommendation of the city's traffic management team based on safety concerns. A summary of the proposals on our website at WTAW.com. No one was injured during a Bryan apartment fire Tuesday around noon. Fire Marshal William Bell says the cause of the apartment fire near the intersection of Verde Drive and Silver Spur Circle is still being investigated.
Fire crews found one apartment unit with fire starting in the back bedroom. They were able to extinguish it and hold fire damage to one unit with small amount of smoke damage to adjoining units.
Bell says firefighters had to break into a few other apartments in case there was anyone trapped inside, and the family of the unit with the fire was displaced for the evening. And federal politicians return to Washington in a couple of weeks, facing another budget deadline, among other things. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he and his constituents are opposed to giving the president a blank check to raise the debt ceiling.
The voters of this district want something in exchange for that. They want to see the federal government continue to get to become more accountable, more efficient, and they just don't want anything like that. I know what I would want in exchange for some sort of a debt ceiling increase.
Flores says changes can be made to mandatory spending programs such as Medicare and Social Security without affecting present or future recipients. And state officials have asked for additional money through the Affordable Care Act to help mentally disabled residents live at home. The request for more funds is part of a move to settle with disability rights groups who sued the state in 2010. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two materials, and used drill pipe. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary number one material, and new structural pipe. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask the competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com. If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite table and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger.
Gentlemen, are you looking for an authentic barbershop? Not one that has a menu of prices for a bunch of services that you probably don't want or need. Not a place where you have to make an appointment to see a stylist and then have to wait. If you're looking for an authentic barbershop where your hair is cut the way you want for one price, then tell yourself, I'll go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop, of course, located on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. Here's the weather.
Through today, we'll generally see a mix of clouds and sun continuing, along with a risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm in spots. Temperatures for this afternoon mostly in the mid-90s. Now, there may be a lingering shower or thunderstorm nearby this evening. Otherwise, scattered clouds overnight. Low temperature mid-70s, then during the day Friday, partly sunny. Maybe a thunderstorm around again. High temperature mid-90s. A few clouds for Friday night, then Saturday partly sunny, maybe an afternoon storm in the mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This has been an exciting week because, I mean, this has been newbies week.
Yes, it has.
And because Kathy Bice was here, the executive director of the Aggieland Humane Society, to play Jethro Trivia maybe for the second time. Eddie Colson was here on Monday, superintendent of College Station Schools. He played for the first time. Dr. Tommy Wallace will be here, by the way, in this time slot tomorrow, Superintendent of Bryan Schools, to play Jethro Trivia for the first time. And Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens is here this morning simply to play Jethro Trivia. He called and said, Scott, if I could come on and play Jethro Trivia sometime soon, I'd like to. And so,
Scott, I heard you win a mouse pad, and that was really interesting.
Hey, these are good mouse pads.
But see, it's 2013.
That's okay. All right. As long as everybody's a winner, I want to get a mouse
all
pad.
All right. Well, that's it. The other thing that's also cool about that is you can use it if the lid on something is too tight.
Well, I can set my water on it.
Can
here.
Do that, yeah. Any of those things. So,
make sure Scott signs it for you,
and
too.
If you really want, you can have the mouse pad from the newsroom that has had my tea spilled on it. Isn't that
tea,
cool?
That would be cool.
Well, yeah. You know it.
It's like
okay.
Celebrity tea on there.
I don't know
I'm
about
just
that.
Just kidding.
All right, so let's go. It's time for our Jethro Trivia then.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to say one thing about roads that's positive. I really appreciate the enlarged signs they put up for the landmarks.
Uh-huh.
That has been a comfort.
Okay.
They put those up since I moved here, and they are wonderful.
Okay.
So it's not all bad.
Okay, Greg, in case you didn't hear earlier this morning, Kat was saying she gets lost when she drives around in Bryan College
Station.
Well, I don't
get lost anymore. I just was saying it's very hard when you first move here.
Okay. I edited out Jethro Trivia. Why did I do that? Okay. Well, I got to find Jethro Trivia. So, in the meantime,
you know what an honor it is to be here playing Jethro Trivia.
Well,
I mean, when I woke up this morning, yeah. Scott, I had no idea we were going to be playing Jethro Trivia.
Yeah. Well,
today.
I know that's okay. So anyway, yeah, sure you didn't, and I didn't know if we were either. But anyway, all right. So here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz about. Current events and things like that. So,
oh, boy.
It's, yeah. Well, and
I don't get to choose a category.
No, you don't, as a matter of fact. So here we go. A new study finds, I think we'll have Kat answer this last, okay? A new study finds the first thing men notice about a woman is what?
No.
Is it A, her smile, B, her chest, C, her hair, or D, her eyes? Once again, what is the first thing that men notice about a woman? Is it A, her smile, B, her chest, C, her hair, or D, her eyes? Kevin?
Her eyeballs.
Her eyes, okay. All right. Greg?
I have to go with Kevin on that. I believe the eyes.
Okay. Kat?
I'm going to say eyes because I hope it's eyes.
Well, everybody's a winner today then. Because actually, 70% of men say the first thing that they notice are her eyes. Then comes her smile. So there you go. And I guess, you know, you could do something about your eyes, right? If you wanted to, you could put on different color contact lenses and you could have a different look to it. But there you go. So, ladies, just remember that. All right, so Greg Owens is here to talk to us really on your first visit after being newly reelected. We talked to you, or elected. We talked to you then. And now you've been on it about 10 months. I know there's probably been some areas where it's really been a pretty steep learning curve.
Oh, it still is. I'm still walking around learning City Hall. There's no doubt about it. It's finding my way around the building.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're in the middle of the budget process. I guess you've really had a chance to drill down and see what's what.
Absolutely. And the mayor indicated to me he'd be in next week to talk about the budget process, and he was looking forward to answering those questions regarding the budget process.
Well, let's talk for a minute about how Brian really, there's been some outstanding announcements as far as growth is concerned. In fact, I guess later on today, the Axis pipe groundbreaking takes place, huh?
Well, 10:30 this morning, yeah. The Axis Pipe and Tube groundbreaking, $150 million plus investment, maybe as high as $200 million, 300 new jobs. This is big news for the city of Bryan. Someone once told me that when you're a politician, you know, this a lot of people had a lot to do with this, and I'm new and didn't have a lot to do with it, but they told me, oh, you always take credit for it. I don't know what you think about that, Scott. I'm not going to take credit, but it is exciting to be around and get to watch the process, and I am looking forward to being at the groundbreaking today at 10:30 a.m. And
one of the things that I guess it seems based on, we've talked to some folks who are in city administration for the last couple of weeks, and good news is that it looks like the tax rate's going to be down, and you're going to be able to hold the line on some essential services that the city has to provide.
And add some new police officers. The tax rate's going down for the second time in a row. Add a few new positions, and a few positions that were being provided for with a grant are going to be solidified with this new budget coming up, and we're doing some exciting things. Now, I do want to point out, tax rates are going down, property values are going up, but that's part of the being involved in an active, growing, vibrant community.
As a member of the city council, what do you think is the, the chemical equation that's making Bryan someplace that's a lot of people are looking at as far as industrial and commercial growth is concerned?
Boy, I don't know. That may come into play being new, but you are right. People are looking. Bryan was ranked top city for job seekers, number 9 on the list by NerdWallet, a consumer advocacy site.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes named Bryan College Station number 5 nationally on their list, for their 2013 list of best small places for businesses and career.
Mm-hmm.
That's a national list there. And Kiplinger ranked BCS 3rd on their 10 greatest places to live for 2013.
I like to, when I have a council member in, I like to talk to him about it, a situation as one member of council. And so I ask you this as one member of council and what your point of view was, because I don't necessarily remember. The development that was going to happen off Chick Lane on the west side as the first development for residential homes, there was some discussion as far as setback was concerned, and council decided to go against the wishes really of fire officials as far as the amount of setback that was involved in those homes. How did you vote on that, and what was your thinking behind it?
How did I vote on that? I voted for it. It's not something that hasn't been done in this community already, and it's commonplace in other communities throughout Texas. We need those price point of homes in our community. We're very blessed to have a lot of new building starts, and building values are high, but there's a segment of the market that needs to be filled over there.
Talk to us a little bit about...
And I want to point out that those lots aren't necessarily rectangular shaped, and the setback, you know, I understand from a public safety standpoint the concern, but it's not always an absolute that you're going to have just 10 feet between the two structures.
Certainly. Talk to us a little bit about the struggles as far as putting an infrastructure in on the west side, because the Walmart Supercenter, that center that's going to have that, is a great thing to have, but then there are challenges as far as the ancillary things that have to go on around there.
Boy, Scott, being new, that's a tough one to come.
Oh, listen, he's going to play the new card on me again.
We've discussed this. Yeah. I get the new card today.
Yeah, you do.
And we're going to have some elections. There's going to be someone new on city council, so I'm going to play my new card on that one.
I need to find some tap dance music.
Yeah, that's good.
Here we go.
One of the things that we found out, really, this is something that just happened Monday. TxDOT has contacted both cities, both Bryan and College Station, and said that now you're going to have to be responsible for, as it stands, state highways within the city limits of Bryan and College Station. Now, I know that that's going to mean a funding source is probably going to have to be found, because I'm sure that you don't have that in the budget for this year, or probably would be able to have it next year to have 1179, some of the other state highways that are in there. And you see that as a concern?
Oh, that would definitely be a concern. That's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. Wow. The letter came out Monday. The announcement was made on Friday, and there's going to be a hearing later on this month, but The problem I see is that Bryan already has basically a road fee use, one of two cities in Texas to have that, and so a funding source would be difficult. How would you feel about the idea of maybe some areas in...
Scott, I thought it was my turn to ask a question. Did you know that...
Go ahead.
Well, I have my questions written down here, and you didn't even let me ask them.
Okay, I'll let you do that in a minute. But what do we do as far as developing a funding source if we need to improve Texas highways that are within the Bryan city limits?
Well, we'd have to look at that in the capital improvement process, probably.
Yeah, which now brings up another question, I think, about...
There you go. You skip me again, Scott.
Oh, okay.
That's not how this works. You don't get questions. We get questions.
No, that wasn't what the
I know you're new.
I'm new. I get questions.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you know when Texas Reds is?
Texas Reds is September the 27th and 28th in downtown Bryan.
And are you aware we need volunteers?
Do you?
Volunteers for Texas Reds.
Okay. Okay, so are you volunteering Kevin? No, Kevin, you're probably
I'm already volunteered.
Kevin, you do not have to live in Bryan. You can live out in the county or in College Station. Just come volunteer for Texas Reds. Steve Warner and John Conley will be.
Now, Trent's, all right, while we're talking about Texas Reds, I can come up with a question for anything. Now,
but remember, I get another question.
Okay, you'll get another question in a minute. Transitionally, this is something that the city of Bryan is doing this year for the last time, and then the Downtown Bryan Association is going to take that over.
That's our hopes, yes.
The thing is that a lot of people who work for the city of Bryan worked Texas Reds as well, and were paid to do that. With that group gone and a need for volunteers, do you see that that's a situation that might make it a little more difficult for Texas Reds from an expense standpoint?
Could make it more difficult from an expense standpoint, but it would be good to get the community more involved in the festival. I mean, this is a festival to promote our city and promote our past and our future, and we look forward to Texas Reds every year. Don't look at it as something that needs to make a profit. Of course, we want it to be as self-sustaining as possible, but I just feel like the more people that we get to volunteer and give their input, the better the event will be for the community.
As long as it doesn't rain on Saturday night, right?
We don't Absolutely.
And we still did better than the year before.
There you go. Okay,
so I asked you that question
No, that we did better last year even without the big...
With the rain out.
Well, and again, it's going to be, I'm sure, that it will change. It's really hard to get something. That's like trying to push a rock down the road. You got to get it started first, and after you do that, then maybe there's a little bit of momentum. Okay, you have any other questions for me?
No, sir.
See, that worked out
all
right.
That worked great.
Yeah. Okay,
do I get a mouse pad? I do have a question.
I do, yeah. Like you, I probably can bounce around just about any question that we need to. But anyway, I appreciate you coming in this morning. And, the next time you're in, you can't play the new card, new kid on the block card. We can't do that anymore. But I appreciate you doing that, and appreciate coming in and playing Texas
Trivia. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Greg Owens, he's on the Bryan City Council, his first visit back since right after he was elected visit. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
More new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a jump last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says new filings rose by 13,000 to 336,000. Despite the increase, economists say new claims are still at a level that suggests slow improvement in the job market. Minutes from last month's Federal Reserve policy meeting didn't answer many of the questions on investors' minds. Central bankers still intend to slow the Fed's bond buying program, but the timing is still up in the air. There is apparently no consensus as to when to begin. Some Fed officials would like to start next month. It's hard for financial advisors to advise if they don't have all of the facts, but many professionals are kept in the dark by clients. A study by Securian Financial found nearly a third of the people who had advisors don't tell their advisors everything about their personal finances. Health problems and marital issues are most often hidden. Stock market futures still higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate. Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. The Ten Tenors on Broadway. Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo. And Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
Drinking a glass of grapefruit juice to wash down certain medications can cause a toxic drug overdose. In rare cases, this has led to cardiac arrest, kidney failure, and other life-threatening conditions. According to clinical pharmacologist David Bailey, a digestive enzyme called CYP3A4 breaks down much of the oral medication we ingest, allowing only a small percentage of it to reach the bloodstream. Because of this, drug manufacturers put much more medication in each pill than you actually need. But a chemical in grapefruit inactivates the enzyme.
And what happens is it boosts the amount of drug that gets absorbed into the bloodstream, so you're getting an increased effect.
Bailey says 85 drugs are currently known to interact with grapefruit. He recommends that grapefruit lovers consult with their doctors or pharmacists to find out if any of their medications are on the list. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The fiscal year 2014 budget for the city of College Station includes a 3% increase in funding the Parks and Recreation Department. Mayor Nancy Berry says growth comes with increased development.
When a property sells, part of that property has to either be dedicated to the Parks Fund or, depending upon the size of the project, it could be a contribution in lieu of land. So the city's divided into, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 park districts. And as buildings come, there's park dedication, and the money can only be spent in that district.
The increased spending of more than $400,000 includes resurfacing courts and replacing playground equipment and other park amenities. Tonight's council meeting includes a public hearing on the overall budget. In 3 weeks, the College Station City Council considers new regulations for parking in residential areas. The Planning and Zoning Commission adopted recommendations at its last meeting that were developed by a committee over 5 months of meetings. Commission Chairman Mike Ashfield says the priority was safe neighborhoods.
It's the roads, it's the sidewalks, it's the kids on bikes, whatever the case may be. And if that's what they're asking for, then that kind of creates some of the market too. And oftentimes, that's what we even say, a lot of what we've seen develop around here is market driven. Some people like it, some people don't. And in this case, the market's kind of be driven in this respect.
The proposal includes off-street parking taking up no more than 50% of a front yard of single-family homes, with that requirement waived for townhomes. Online at WTAW.com, you can read a summary of the recommendations. Completing his 14th year as director of Easterwood Airport, John Happ submitted his resignation.
And more importantly, served out with a tremendously dedicated and quality staff that I've had for such a long time.
The timing coincided with this month's meeting of the A&M Board of Regents, which included a discussion behind closed doors about airport operations. University President Bowen Lofton has authorized the start of negotiations with the top candidate interested in managing the airport. While considering professional options, Happ remains busy as a community volunteer.
Just right now, with being president of the Arts Council and helping the food bank raise their money for their new facility, it keeps him pretty busy.
And Happ is monitoring the development of high-speed rail service, which he says will replace commuter air service. A noon apartment fire on Verde Drive near Silver Spur Circle in Bryan displaced a family Tuesday evening. Fire Marshal William Bell says there was minor smoke damage, but there were no injuries, and residents in surrounding units were able to return after the threat was over.
Only other damage was forceful entry by the fire department into one or two other units to check for other possible victims, residents, that they might need rescue.
Bell says the fire began in a back bedroom and is still being investigated. When federal lawmakers return to Washington after Labor Day, it will be time again to address budget deadlines. Changing policies is on the mind of Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Include a provision where the RAINS Act is passed. That changes the way the regulatory process works in Washington. And then potential for an Obamacare delay or pull some more parts of Obamacare out. Or even, I mean, what I would go for is an absolute killing of Obamacare, but that would probably be hard to get through the Senate. So, again, continue to chip away at Obamacare as much as we can.
In the meantime, the State Department of Health and Human Services is working with federal officials to get money from the Affordable Care Act that would allow mentally disabled residents to stay at home rather than go to assisted living facilities. And could one of American film's toughest good guys end up directing the life story of America's greatest sniper?
One of Hollywood's heaviest hitters is in talks to direct the film version of Texan Chris Kyle's life story.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here. Who's we, sucker? Smith and Wesson and me.
The Hollywood Reporter confirms Clint Eastwood is negotiating with producers who are putting together the movie based on the Navy SEAL's book, American Sniper. Steven Spielberg was said to be interested in directing the film, but recently dropped out. Kyle died earlier this year after being shot at a North Texas gun range. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
hour.
8:34, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we'll generally see a mix of clouds and sun continuing, along with a risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm in spots. Temperatures for this afternoon mostly in the mid-90s. Now, there may be a lingering shower or a thunderstorm nearby this evening. Otherwise, scattered clouds overnight. Low temperature mid-70s, then during the day Friday, partly sunny. Maybe a thunderstorm around again. High temperature mid-90s. A few clouds for Friday night, then Saturday partly sunny. Maybe an afternoon storm in the mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:35. Our thanks to Greg Owens for coming in. Man, he sidestepped it. I told him, that's okay. We'll give you one time. That's it. After that, time to go to work. So, anyway, we were talking last hour about cars and maybe the most stolen cars. The National Insurance Crime Bureau has come out with their list now of the hottest wheels, if you will. Once again this year, the Honda Accord and Honda Civic topped the list. Now, again, Kevin's an old radio guy like I am, and for years, it was the Cutlass, is that right?
Yep.
I think it was the Cutlass. Was number one. And again, just because they ended up chop shops and people needed the parts for them. And I would think that that part of the culture probably hasn't changed.
And Cutlasses also were, they could be used on several other vehicles.
Right, exactly.
So they had broke them down, they could be used
elsewhere. Interchangeable parts. The deal is there's just a lot of Hondas on the road. And, you know, just from a personal experience from the time that I owned a Honda, it just lasted a long, 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 long time, you know?
Yeah.
They do. And so that's probably part of the situation, I would think, is the fact that they're on the road for a long time, which means there are more of them on the road, which means that people can take them and steal them and chop them up for parts. So that's the reason the Honda Accord is number one and the Honda Civic is number two. And it's been that way for a while. Matter of fact, many of the cars that were on the list from 1990 to 2000, indicating that some have some theft prevention ideas that maybe are in the newer cars that make them tough to sell, okay, or it's tough to steal so that they can sell the parts. And you know, more and more that's true. Keys that are electronically coded, yep. You know, you've seen those to cut down on theft. Also, OnStar's got a theft situation where they can recover a car. So that has something to do with the two. The Civic and the Accord in many cases don't have that. Number three is the Ford full-size pickup. Number four would be your Chevrolet full-size pickup. Then comes the Toyota Camry and the Dodge Caravan. Soccer mom cars are getting stolen now? Oh, what will we do? That's terrible.
Good gravy, Maynard.
Yeah. I stole this car in the soccer balls bouncing around in the back of it. But anyway, there you go. Those are the cars that are being stolen the most. And then there are the cars that aren't being used very much from Washington, D.C., a shining example of efficiency, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently full of hundreds and hundreds of government cars that are sitting around unused in their parking spaces. Some with fewer than 1,000 miles on them. The Washington Post cites a new report from the Department of Defense Inspector General. You want to think about, is there a job that would make your head spin around more every day
No.
than the person who is watching the purse at the Pentagon? Anyway, Department of Defense Inspector General claims about 511 non-tactical vehicles, like doesn't have a gun in it, including 89 of them that have fewer than 1,000 miles on them.
Wow.
Simply parked around the District of Columbia. Those vehicles are owned by various Defense Department agencies like the Navy, the Defense Logistics Agency, the Pentagon Force Protection Agency, and the Washington Headquarters Service. What the hell is the Washington Headquarters Assistance Service? The report
Another
says...
Another reason to spend money.
Yeah. Report says eliminating the unused cars would save taxpayers about $7.2 million over the next 6 years. I know, chump change. I know it's chump change. But I mean,
but every little bit helps at this point.
It does. And again, there's still 511 cars just sitting around. Probably rotting on their tires. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Okay. And we's paying for it.
Yep. All right, here you go. If you're ugly, it's your mom's fault. If you're ugly, it's your... I'm just saying, okay?
Your mama's so ugly.
That's right. Scientists have always believed that as you get older, you look all worn down and old, which is just to say that that's the way that it is. But a groundbreaking new study says that, like everything else that's messed up about you, it's your mom that you can blame it on. A new study out this month in Nature magazine reveals that the decay of your mitochondrial DNA isn't all your fault. Researchers have shown that the aging process is influenced not only by the accumulation of mitochondrial DNA damage during a person's lifetime, but also by the inherited DNA they got from their moms. Well, my mom's still alive, so I think I got good DNA. That's good.
Sure.
I got, you know, any number of years to go, okay? At least 30, so I'm all right with that. So, nonetheless, though, and I don't know if I'm ugly or not, but, you know, my mom's not ugly, so there.
Just, and even if she was, you couldn't say it.
Well, she's not. A pair of suspected burglars in Fort Bend County, that's down south below Houston, caught when they missed a key detail in their getaway plan. The suspects ran out of gas in the middle of the intersection about 100 yards from where they had created the break-in.
Nice.
Isn't that the driver guy's job?
One would think.
On the checklist, okay? Make sure that you've got that going. Mm. In Linwood, New Jersey, police responded to a domestic dispute call early on Wednesday, questioning the people involved when one of them, a woman, climbed into the patrol car and drove away.
Not doing anything. I think I'll just borrow this ride.
Wouldn't you like to be in her dome? I mean, where did she come up with that? I mean, at what point, as you're talking to the officer who's standing right there nearby, did you think it would be a good idea? And another point, I mean, don't you know that they have GPS tracking devices in those things? They can find them.
Yep.
Just saying. The crazy person on the internet this week is the bride who danced down the aisle to her groom with the song Crazy B-Word in the background. I don't know that song, but anyway. The mom, who is 43 and a grandmother, okay, danced to the tune, gave her guests a few suggestive moves, and even the groom got into the groove as he decided to dance around in the aisle, too, with the love of his life right there in the front of the ceremony. The YouTube commenters have gone off on the woman, calling her plenty of names, including a redneck. Okay, well, some people like that idea. But if you'll remember, was it Office? The Office where they danced down. They had the characters dance down the aisle at the wedding when Pam and Jim got married. So what's wrong with that? That's a little bit of memory. I mean, it's not the same thing as getting married in camo and having one of the guys from Duck Dynasty there. But nonetheless, see, that's a memory that she'll be able to show her kids or grandkids, as the story may be. All right, it's 8:43.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor shredder and box blade, or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month, or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com. That's ArentsDDS.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate, Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank, the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Romeo and Juliet, the ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo, and Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit MSCOpus.org.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, it's 845. I think we're going to see if Mr. Downs is in. We're going to call his direct number this morning, see if we can catch him.
Ooh.
Yeah, no kidding. Because, I mean, I have a gripe for him.
Because what?
I have a gripe with him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's not there. I thought his office door was open. That could just be that his office door was open.
This has been down.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Because, you know, the toaster's not working now.
You're complaining about the toaster?
Yeah. And then I went in to get water, and they're refilling the drink machine, so I can't get angry about that, but I'm just saying.
Well, this is a two Diet Coke day, then?
It is. Well, I mean, because I couldn't get to the water. I needed to get to the cold water, so. I just opted for
that's
that.
That's a tricky day for you, Scott.
I know it is. And life is full of small disappointments.
It really, truly is just a brutal day.
Yeah. You know, you probably already know which side of your car the gas cap is on. But, for instance, if you're renting or borrowing a car or have a really bad memory, there is a way to check without leaving the vehicle.
Yes, there is.
Almost, not all, but almost all cars have a little tiny indicator right there on the dash. It's next to the gas pump icon.
Yep.
On the gas gauge.
Yep.
There. You can find that little arrow pointing to which side of the car the cap is on. And while you're checking to see if that arrow's there, please look, quick, look up. All right, thank you. You might want to pull out your owner's manual and check other indicators that are there, too, because a recent survey found 98% of us cannot identify all our dashboard icons.
You know, there's another way to look, too.
Oh, how's that?
When you're looking at that same thing, if it doesn't have an arrow, the side that the handle of the gas pump is on is the same side as the gas tank side is on your car.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. The other thing is, though, but talking about that indicator, I just had my my vehicle for, I don't know, a couple of months, and I was in a situation where the sun was shining on that area of the dashboard, and I could see all the indicator lights, all the indicators that I don't have lights for. Because, you know, there's others like low tire pressure or whatever that they just put on there anyhow, and if you don't have that particular option, then you don't have a little bulb behind there. So, just saying. One more thing to help you know. Green tea, usually really good for us, but good luck finding the real thing. Yes, I'm sorry to tell you that. Even if you're downing several cups a day for the benefits, chances are you're still getting a lot less than you think. What you want is a group of antioxidants that are known as EGCG, found in green tea. However, because the FDA doesn't test tea or tea products for this, it's impossible to know whether or not it's out there and in there. Loose green tea is your best bet. Tea bags tested contain less than the desired antioxidants, especially if they were decaffeinated. Bottled green tea is the worst choice of all for good health. Most of them contain a lot of sugar and much less of the good stuff, the EGCG, than is listed on the label. So, just saying, if you know why you're getting it, make sure you know, it's doing what it says. Hello!
All right, you guys have really confused me. I thought I knew which side the gas tank was on in my truck because I've had it for a while. but the arrow is pointing to the side I thought it was on, and now the handle is on the other side, which Kevin said, and I don't know which side my gas tank's on now.
What road are you on right now?
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started. I am down the road of an access of a local highway where the entrance and exit ramps have been changed 14 times in the last 2 years.
That one, okay. So, well, if you have traffic behind you, just go ahead and stop it in the middle of the road and get out and see which side the gas
tank
is on.
Well, I heard your thing earlier. Yeah? I'm thinking about doing that.
Okay, well, good luck
Thank
with that.
You.
Yeah, bye. Some people are only smart enough to work in radio. That's all I can tell you. 849. Fast food restaurant chains constantly reworking their menus in hopes of luring new customers and coming up with some sort of a new buzzworthy food item. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Taco Bell has sold over 500 million of those Doritos Los Tacos things. That's worked out pretty well for them.
Sure it has.
But oft times, the restaurant chains swing for the fences and miss. Here's some now memorable fast food failures. Who can forget the McLobster, which we never got here.
No,
really.
I don't remember ever seeing McLobster.
We did not get. And the thing that's interesting is lobster used to be a food of the poor. I mean, it was the dregs of society that ate lobster. And what happened was John D. Rockefeller accidentally got some of the food that was meant for his servants. It included a lobster bisque. And he liked it, and he wanted it for lunch. And he almost single-handedly elevated lobster way up the scale, not to the point that it is now, because he doesn't go to Red Lobster. But still, he did, just a little aside. But anyway, it was launched in 1993, and it is still seasonably available in Canada and the northeastern United States, but generally not so much. The Super Bar. Do you remember Wendy's launched this in 1988, a salad bar? It was the fixture in Wendy's restaurants.
I do.
It did. Phased out in 2006, but for a brief period in the 80s and 90s, the salad bar was expanded to a full-blown buffet. I don't know if we ever got the buffet here. I remember the salad bars, though. Mex Spaghetti.
What?
Yep. McDonald's made spaghetti, launched it in the late 1970s, and is still available, just not in U.S. America.
Huh.
The Breeze, do you remember The Breeze from Dairy Queen, launched in 1990?
I do remember that.
Conceived as a healthier version of the popular Blizzard ice cream treat made with frozen yogurt instead of ice cream. Yeah, but you know, a Blizzard is a Blizzard. Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How are you?
Hey, good. Yeah. How about, you know, a long time ago, Pajitas was also for poor people. As well as chicken wings, but look how popular they are.
Yeah, boy, you're not wrong about that. It's amazing. I mean, really, because fajitas is skirt steak.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, that's what that is. And again, it used to be you could go into the store and you could buy skirt steak for like $1.12 a pound.
Yep.
When ground meat was like $2.50. I mean, this stuff was the dregs of the animal. Well, now you can't even get skirt steak that cheaply, but you take that skirt steak and you put it in a plastic bag and call it fajita meat. It's like $9 a pound. but it's true. And chicken wings, wow, it's amazing. But the Breeze wasn't. And the deal is, but now don't they do a Blizzard, a little bitty Blizzard? They do like a half Blizzard or something. It's just called like a Blizz. I don't know what it's called. But because a Blizzard can be a lot, you know, really. Table service. Burger King had table service. Launched it in 1992 from 4 until 8 p.m. They offered dinner baskets and other menu items brought to your table. And they also offered complimentary popcorn while you waited. Heavily advertised, short-lived. And the Arch Deluxe from McDonald's. 1996. They spent a reported $300 million market testing the Arch Deluxe hamburger, making it the biggest flop probably in any kind of fast food history. The quarter-pound burger on a potato bun with a secret mustard and mayonnaise sauce, the Arch Deluxe marketed as a burger exclusively for adults. And then they did that thing where the hot stays hot and the cool stays cool thing, which, you know, they put the burger in two different compartments.
Yeah, I remember and, that, too.
Yeah.
And it didn't work because the steam from the burger still wilted everything.
Yeah,
if you kept
yeah,
it in there for more than 2 seconds.
Did not really work. And now, but again, they've perfected. And to McDonald's credit, they've apparently perfected that now. They've, you know, they've put together what their Angus burger, or they maybe it used to be called that. That this is kind of an upscale burger. And it's just for people who are a little more discerning who go to McDonald's now. And that's probably... you know, reflective as much as the different demographics that go to McDonald's than used to go there maybe 15 years ago.
When you just started talking about that, I pulled this up online. There are as many Subway restaurants as there are McDonald's and Starbucks combined.
That's what I just saw that earlier this morning. And, you know, you'd think Starbucks, man, they're everywhere because you can go into in the big cities. You actually can stand outside of Starbucks and look down the street and see another Starbucks.
Yeah.
But so Subway's the winner now. As far as locations, wow. All right, there you go. Five till.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Driving through a neighborhood in Bryan yesterday, and it really made me smile. I saw, in fact, one of the crew from Intercon putting solar screens on a house. And, in fact, the screen that they were putting on was big. It was oversized, not just your standard-sized window. And that made me think about what I should mention to you today. And that is, if you have oversized windows, that certainly increases the problem as far as heat from the sun coming in or being reflected into your home. And, boy, the solar screens do the job there as well. Pick the reflection percentage that you want, 70, 80, 90%. But they can fabricate special size, custom size, special shaped solar screens for your windows at Intercon. It's all about saving you money, making your home more efficient. And they can do the same thing with energy-efficient windows as well. So just because it's not a standard size or shape, it doesn't mean that Intercon doesn't have a solution for you that can be energy-efficient. And remember, if you're a BTU customer, they have some incentives out there to make it even more worthwhile for you. So check out the incentives, find out what they are, and give the folks at Intercon a call. No obligation, no hassle estimate on what they can do to make your home more efficient using solar screens and energy-efficient windows. Intercon, 823-3639.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design. The middle, quality construction. And the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so school starts on Monday, huh? Everybody's world changes. Traffic patterns change. That ought to be a lot of fun.
Oh, so, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of people, again, driving around not knowing exactly where they're supposed to be going.
School zones are active again.
Yeah. Florida judges dismissed a ticket issued to a man jogging backwards. The judge dismissed the $77.50 ticket that was issued to in April to Alex Mesa, who Miami Beach police said was obstructing traffic by jogging backwards. Well, you know, if he's good enough at it. The judge told Mesa that he could continue his practice of jogging backwards as long as he remains in the bike lanes where he's supposed to be. If he does that, then that's fine. He says that by jogging backwards, it puts less strain on his body. Said he is able to exercise, was not able to exercise since he received the ticket, so now he'll be able to do that. And, you know, on those, some of those elliptical machines, you can go backwards if you want to do that, which is kind of cool, I mean, quite honestly. So, LinkedIn is dropping its minimum age next month. If you do LinkedIn, which is usually, it's kind of a business page thing, really. That was the whole concept of it. But come September 12th, 14-year-olds. 14-year-olds will be able to sign in to LinkedIn. That makes no sense at all. None.
Wow.
But there you go. And again, it's You know, they want to widen the net. They want to get people in there. The deal they're saying is that they're adding something called university pages in hopes that colleges will fill out profiles similar to the company profiles that already exist on this social networking site. Young teens then can connect to colleges in the same way that adults connect with potential employers. There you go. Right. On this date in history, the first performance of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. That's pretty cool.
Interesting. Yep.
And 22 years ago today, boy, I do remember this. Police investigated a Milwaukee man was running in the street, handcuffed and terrified. They went up upstairs into the apartment and found a guy named Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I think we know how that all ended. This date, 1951, it's still controversial. Catcher in the